The four man or woman buddy film has become an almost cliched formula in American cinema. Ocean's 11, Stand By Me, The Hangover, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, etc. Yet for some reason, we don't seem to tire of this formula. Maybe, to use another cliche, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. For this use of the formula, we've got four Oscar-winning actors playing a group of 60-somethings who reunite for the last single friend's bachelor party in Las Vegas, or, as the title of the film is, Last Vegas. Michael Douglas is Billy, who at 69 is finally planning to settle down and marry a sweet 31-year-old. Kevin Kline is Sam, who upon this weekend in Las Vegas has been given permission by his wife to have one get-out-of-marriage-free night, in hopes it will spice up their lulling 39-year marriage. Morgan Freeman is Archie, recovering from a minor stroke. He has to sneak away from his overprotective son's house to make the trip. Finally, there's Robert De Niro as Patty, who is well settled into a rut of mourning after the death of his wife and has to be coerced by Freeman and Kline in order to go on the trip. Once in Vegas, we've got some rather predictable Vegas gags, like the four men at a bikini contest, a not-so-suspenseful encounter with Freeman at a blackjack table, and without telling how it happens, an eventual bar brawl. Generic as these scenes may have been, the undeniable charm of these four actors elevates the material, to still make it entertaining for the viewer. Would we have cared about any of these scenes if they weren't happening to four of our most beloved working actors? I wouldn't. Things only got really interesting for me when Mary Steenburgen entered the picture as a Vegas lounge singer who reignites an old rivalry between Billy and Patty. While this part of the story also seemed contrived, at least it wasn't quite as easy to see how it would all go down. Was this film terribly original or dynamic? Absolutely not. But was it entertaining and amusing? And did its five Academy Award-winning stars elevate the material? Absolutely. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.